This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that there is bitter warfare going on. Not between Democrats and Republicans, but between Democrats and Democrats. What's the warfare over? It's over the eviction moratorium. Cori Bush, the young new squad member from Missouri, has decided that she was going to camp out on the steps of the Capitol building, joined by, I believe, Ilhan Omar and AOC at one point. And the entire issue here is whether the federal government is going to step in to extend a CDC-mandated eviction moratorium that was illegal in the first place. And the Biden administration said we can't really extend it. And what is happening with this? And what is happening with the infrastructure bill that you've heard everything about? To speak about that, both economic matters and matters of financial policy for the government, we're honored to have on the show, as we often do, Steve Moore of the Heritage Foundation, longtime writer for the Wall Street Journal, an advisor, one of the people who helped to frame Trumponomics during President Trump's administration. Steve, great to speak to you, and I understand you're also doing some work for the future governor of Virginia, the Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin.
Hi, Michael. Yeah, I am. That guy's going to win that race. And, you know, Virginia has been a very, it's turned into a very blue state. When I first moved there 25 years ago, it was a red state, but it's turned blue. But Glenn Youngkin is the new Republican star on the horizon. He's just a very smart businessman, has really turned that race upside down. So keep an eye on him. By the way, that's November of this year, not November 2022. So it's the most important race in the country, probably.
All right, so one of the things that could change America, I mean really change America overnight, are the two races this year. September 14th is the California recall.
Yep.
If Larry Elder wins that, it's a changed game. And then if Glenn Youngkin upsets Terry McAuliffe, the old Democratic fundraiser warhorse, friend of Bill Clinton, if Glenn Youngkin wins that race, that's another life-changing, game-changing experience.
I couldn't agree more. And, in fact, I probably misspoke because I had forgotten about the California special election. That may be the most important one in the country. And Larry Elder, I think, has a decent chance of pulling that thing off in the bluest of blue states. So wouldn't that be amazing? Somebody in your profession who became the governor of California.
Yeah, and I'll forgive him. He was supposed to have joined us last hour, but he's running for governor of, what is it, the fifth largest economy in the world. He'll be on with us tomorrow at 1:30 Pacific time. Anyway, so, Larry, what's the story with the...
I'm Steve.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not running for anything right now. Right.
You have Steve, your mind, don't you?
Yes, I do. But, Steve, I also have on my mind the fact that Nancy Pelosi has sort of confronted Cori Bush and others who believe that this is a nightmare, that this is the biggest national crisis right now, is there are a lot of people who are behind on their rent. And the average amount that people are behind on their rent is $3,800, which is not nothing. So how long could they keep this eviction moratorium going?
Yeah, I feel pretty strongly about this. I think it's incredibly unfair policy. Like, nobody wants people to lose their home. But look, this has been a year, almost a year and a half. And, you know, I know people who are landlords who own properties and rental properties. And, you know, they provide affordable housing for people. And all of a sudden the government says to these folks, you don't have to pay your rent. And guess what? Guess what happens? People stop paying the rent. And that puts all of the costs on the backs of these people who are the landlords. And they have to pay the mortgages on the properties. And then they can't pay the banks. And don't we believe in private property anymore in this country? I mean, if I sign a contract with you, and, you know, is the government coming up and say, oh, you don't have to pay your side of the contract? I just think it's, by the way, it's terrible. The liberals love to complain about a lack of affordable housing. Who would build affordable housing in this country if nobody has to pay their rent?
No, it's not just the rent, because what I was reading is one of the hardships for many landlords, particularly mom and pop, who own a building maybe with a few apartments, four or five, on that kind of thing, very often they pay the utilities. And right now with no rent coming in, you have no means to pay the utilities that are part of the deal with your tenant. And
well, yeah. That's true. And by the way, there's another point here, though. You know, we have 9.2 million job openings in America today. Every state, virtually anyone, anywhere in the country can find a job in 72 hours if you want to. I mean, the job postings are everywhere. So it's one thing to have a rent, you know, an eviction moratorium a year ago when we lost 20 million jobs. Now we have 9 million surplus jobs. We have a shortage of workers. So come on, what's going on here? Why are we basically giving people free rent? I just don't understand the logic of it. I feel the same way about the unemployment benefits. I mean, we are now paying people more money not to work than to work.
There's another thing about this. First of all, this thing was declared by the Centers for Disease Control. And there are several judges, lower court judges, who have said that's simply not the way you do it. It doesn't stand legal muster. But the other thing about it, as I was reading the regulations, do you know how much you can earn and still be protected, in quotes, by the eviction moratorium?
Actually, I don't know what that number is. What is it?
$199,000. It's $199,000 for a couple. $200,000.
Somebody earning $175,000 could not pay the rent and not be evicted.
Right.
God, that's incredible. I mean, look... We've got to get back to the idea that people are personal responsibility here. I mean, COVID, you know, the worst of COVID is behind us. And, you know, as I said, we've got millions and millions of jobs. There's small businessmen and women around the country running restaurants and mom-and-pop stores, construction sites all over the country, manufacturing jobs. You know, we have almost 1.5 million open construction manufacturing jobs. Those are high-paying jobs. So somebody explain to me the logic why people, if people aren't going to help themselves, I don't think the government should help them.
Okay, what about the infrastructure bill? I know that you've written in The Hill and elsewhere.
Yeah.
You don't like it a bit.
Nope.
You would agree with President Trump. You want to see every Republican vote against it?
I do. Yeah.
And why?
First of all, because, A, it's not an infrastructure bill. I mean, there is, I just did an analysis last night. That only about $1 in $3 or $1 in $4 in that bill is even for infrastructure. A lot of it's for this green energy stuff. If anybody who owns a Tesla and, you know, $7,500 Tesla, now the government's going to provide 10,000 free charging stations around the country. Michael, I don't recall when Henry Ford invented the automobile that we had the government go out and buy gas stations around the country. I mean, I don't understand the logic of that. There's, you know, subsidies for the wind and solar industry, which we've already provided about $150 billion for. We've got another $50 billion for urban mass transit. By the way, you're in Seattle. There's a new study out by my friend Kemper Freeman, who the study shows that in Seattle, for about one-tenth the cost of all these, you know, mass transit systems, you could just build another lane of highway, and it would reduce congestion by twice as much money at one-tenth the cost. But that's too logical for government. So I could go on and on. By the way, I love this one. Here's one. I don't know if you've heard about this one, Michael, but, you know, one of the, quote, paid-fors in this bill, so they say it's all paid for. One of their paid-fors, you're not going to believe this, is they say they're going to save something like $30 or $40 billion from a program called Unemployment Insurance Integrity Program. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. We've spent $200 billion over the last year and a half on unemployment insurance, and the fraud has been an epidemic of fraud. In California alone, there was $30 billion of fraudulent payments. In Maryland, where I live, you know, we don't have that many people in Maryland, maybe 6 or 7 million people. There's 500,000 fraudulent claims for $2 billion. And just now, they're quitting the program.
And then they're going to pay for the infrastructure bill with it. Steve Moore, it is always a pleasure to speak to you. We will be talking a little bit about the infrastructure bill. It's complicated, of course, but the vote coming up apparently sometime this week. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but we can't do it alone. Hear from acclaimed CEO and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity has ever accomplished. And join us October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVet History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
obviously, I do this job in part because I care deeply about politics, but also because most of the time I find politics invigorating. I like it. I actually enjoy aspects of it, enjoy political debate. But there are times when it's almost impossible to do that. And this moment now where most of the political debate is so disconnected from any reality and is so difficult to even explain to people. For instance, the story of Cori Bush, headline over at CNN, House Democrat sleeps on Capitol steps as she blasts lawmakers over expiring eviction moratorium. Now, that sounds pretty complicated, but it gets worse. This is a Democrat versus Democrat fight. And here is what Cori Bush said about setting up her own little homeless encampment on the steps of the U.S. Capitol and what she's trying to push Congress to do. Now, the House adjourned. People went home. In fact, I think even Cori Bush has gone home. She wasn't planning to stay long term on the steps of the Capitol building in her sleeping bag. But here's what she said explaining what she is attempting to do. This is clip four.
Mike, when you hear the cries of others, when you hear the suffering of others, we are already fighting a battle and losing a battle because there are people who slept out last night, the night before. There are people who are already unhoused, and we don't have enough. We don't have enough shelters. We don't have enough. We don't have the safe housing for them right now. And that's a failure. That's another moral failure on our society. And so this is a systemic problem. This is a structural problem that can be handled by better policy decisions. That's why we're out here. That's why all of these people showed up. There was more people out here last night. That's why they showed up. That's why they stayed. That's why they brought things. That's why they came out as soon as they heard the call. My staff is still out here. Congresswoman Presley's staff, Congresswoman Omar, folks were out here last night. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, her staff was out here and be back out here in a minute. And, you know, look, that's what it's about.
That's what it's about. By the way, she's talking from her sleeping bag. She looks very unhappy. And she's sitting next to a very visible box of Oreo cookies and a couple of bags of potato chips. And good luck. But the whole idea that the reason people are unhoused is because of something Congress did. And because of, and this is the entire alarm that they're trying to suggest, is that they say it, New York Times reports 14.7% of renting households in the United States owe back rent. And the average, an estimated $23 billion in all is outstanding back rent, with back rent an average of about $3,800. State and local governments can prevent the rental crisis from becoming a homelessness crisis, says the New York Times, with help from nearly $50 billion in federal emergency rental assistance funds. The difficulty is that this homelessness eviction moratorium applies to people who aren't desperately poor. I'm sorry, I know it can be expensive to live, but if you're a couple and you're earning up to $199,000, you're eligible for this eviction moratorium, apparently. And where is the money supposed to come from? And what do you say to all those people who struggle and struggle and struggle, and God knows it can be a struggle, right now when the rents are so high and struggle to try to pay that rent? And why should anybody build new affordable housing if you have the assumption that you're going to be hit by some other kind of vagary of government policy. Now, they're saying that, okay, the landlords don't have to worry because the government steps in and they pay the rent. But why should the government pay the rent for Peter and not for Paul? And it's very much like the school lunch or school breakfast program. If you're going to provide for some people paying their rent and paying their back rent and keeping them from getting evicted, okay, that's a very beneficent thing to do. You're helping people, sure. But what about those people, again, who struggle to try to play by the existing rules? The entire thing is extraordinarily messed up, and it goes back to a mistake made by the Centers for Disease Control, by the way, under the Trump administration. Nancy Pelosi wrote that some in our caucus have now chosen to focus instead on how we could get the money allocated in the December omnibus and the Biden American Rescue Plan in the hands of the renters and the landlords. Okay, but where does this no money come from? It comes, ultimately, from the taxpayer, no? Isn't that what it's all about? And speaking of Nancy Pelosi, there have been demands for an apology or a resignation from Kevin McCarthy. Okay, what did Kevin McCarthy do? Now, this, believe it or not, has nothing to do with January 6th. McCarthy was a keynote speaker for Tennessee GOP's annual Statesman Dinner on Saturday night, and he was presented at the event with an oversized gavel. He then told members of the crowd that they would be invited to his swearing-in as House Speaker if Republicans won back the House majority in 2022. Quote, "More importantly, I want you to watch Nancy Pelosi hand me that gavel." A crowd cheered, of course, and he said, "It'll be hard not to hit her with it." Uh-oh. Democrats immediately denounced McCarthy's remarks as misogynistic, disgraceful, and no laughing matter, especially given that Pelosi was a target of the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. A threat of violence to someone who was a target of a January 6th assassination attempt from your fellow Trump supporters is irresponsible and disgusting, said Drew Hamill, who is Pelosi's deputy chief of staff. Do I think it was an unfortunate comment? Sure. You should never talk about hitting somebody, particularly not an 80-year-old lady. But he was obviously joking, and the idea that he should resign over this or should have some kind of formal apology, or they're talking about a vote of censure. I mean, aren't there better things to worry about than Kevin McCarthy making a stupid joke about bopping Nancy Pelosi with his gavel? We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NovaLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NovaLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The summer surge of the Delta variant of COVID-19 has proven less deadly than previous waves. The 7-day average of daily cases has risen to as high as 66,606 near the peak of the summer surge 2021. Daily hospitalizations have been much lower, with the Delta variant surge hitting just over 31,000 at the highest. According to Johns Hopkins University, the number of people dying each day from COVID is just over 320 people per day. Congress is missing a deadline to raise the debt ceiling. Last month, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen sent a letter to congressional leadership saying lawmakers needed this to happen by August 2nd. If Congress didn't act, Yellen warned her department would have to take certain additional extraordinary measures to avoid a default. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Remember Eric Swalwell? He ran for president for a couple of weeks. It wasn't much of a campaign. Congressman from California. Eric Swalwell and Ted Lieu, another congressman from California, from West L.A., they have both called on Kevin McCarthy to resign. And I'm not sure if they want him to resign from Congress. I think they do. They certainly want him to resign as minority leader. They're not part of that minority, so they don't get to say, because of his joke about bopping Nancy Pelosi with his gavel. And then the Representative Madeline Dean, a Democrat of Pennsylvania, who I believe is not running for U.S. Senate, but there had been some speculation she would. In any event, she says, there's nothing funny about hitting Speaker Pelosi or any woman. Leader McCarthy is a failed leader. And she added that nothing will get in the way of his ambitions, including joking about hitting a woman to excite his small base. Relations in the Congress of the United States, not exactly at a high point. There were a lot of people speaking about two fine senators, one from Wyoming, Republican, of course, because Wyoming is a virtually all Republican state, and one from Michigan, Carl Levin, who served 36 years in the U.S. Senate. And both were people who seemed to get along with the other side. They actually could make agreements. it was a different Washington, D.C., because now we have this hysteria. And, of course, it's abated by media, and media on all sides. I mean, the left-wing media is ridiculous. Much of the right-wing media is unfortunately not entirely reliable. But here's a left-wing example. MSNBC was talking to Representative Cori Bush, not from her sleeping bag, I don't think, but about her continued push for maintaining or establishing a congressional ban, not a ban done by the administration, not a ban done by the CDC, but a ban done by Congress to stop people from being evicted, even if they are a year behind in paying their rent. And basically, here's how she put it and what she threatened as the consequences. This is clip two. Listen.
My question to you is, how long can this go on? Because on the other side of the story, there are landlords, not all of them big landlords, some landlords who might not be able to pay their mortgages for lack of getting their rent. So what do we do about them?
Yes, well, that over $40 billion can go to them. This has already been accomplished and successful, we here in Texas. So if we need to streamline the procedure or how this is supposed to happen and just say, just put it into the text that we need to make it, the money should go directly to landlords. If that's what needs to happen, let's do something. I think that we should be thoughtful enough to try to figure this thing out so that anywhere from 7 million people to 11 million people don't end up on the street. Because look, we haven't fixed the housing crisis that we already have. How do we put more people on the street and then in a deadly global pandemic that is surging? And so I'm going to stand alone and be quiet. Right now I'm exhausted. I'm sleep deprived. My body is physically hurting. But if nothing in comparison to what will happen to those who are actually put out on the street and have to stay there.
Okay, the idea that there'll be 7 to 11 million people more on the street. If you look it up, the highest estimate that anybody gives for people who are living on the street right now in America is less than one-tenth of those figures. And in other words, she's saying that we are in imminent danger of having the number of homeless people doubled, tripled, more. Alarmism, self-dramatization, making herself the story. Her body is hurting and she's suffering, but it's nothing compared. I mean, she had her Oreos and potato chips out there. There is also some other good news. It's unquestionably good news. And the headline in Wall Street Journal is, "More get inoculated in regions that the variant hit." Growing numbers of people are getting vaccinated in areas hard hit by the Delta variant, offering a glimmer of hope, but still falling far short of what is needed to fight COVID-19, public health officials say. Some states with soaring case counts and hospitalizations have logged upticks, and big upticks, in their low vaccination rates. In other words, the message is getting through, thank God. In Alabama, where 35% of people are fully vaccinated, the seven-day average of daily vaccinations reached 10,732 on July 28th. That's more than double the figure on July 7th, according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. In Arkansas, where only 37% are fully vaccinated, the seven-day average more than doubled to 8,676 people over that period. And in Missouri, where 41% are fully vaccinated now, it more than doubled the rate of vaccination to 13,103. Now, is there anybody out there who doesn't think this is a good idea? Or this is good news? That it's bad news that people are getting vaccinated and protecting themselves? I do feel that we saw toward the end of last week and over the weekend, a real change of heart. And some of it was exemplified. Not that it's a change for him, but Mitch McConnell did a beautiful thing. And I think even people who hate Mitch McConnell, and of course a lot of Democrats do, have to recognize that the ads that he put out at his own money, it was campaign money that he didn't use in his senatorial campaign, which he won easily last time. And so he's using that money for ads on behalf of the vaccines. These went out to 100 radio stations that are going to be airing these ads. It sound like this. This is clip one.
Senator Mitch McConnell.
Over the last year and a half, our country has faced a deadly pandemic. As a young boy, I faced a different disease. I contracted polio. Back then, it took decades for us to develop a vaccine. This time, thanks to American investment and ingenuity, and especially thanks to the tireless work of our scientists, doctors, and healthcare heroes, it took less than a year for us to develop three highly effective COVID vaccines. It's nothing short of a modern medical miracle. Every American should take advantage of this miracle and get vaccinated. It's the only way we're going to defeat COVID. This is not complicated. 97% of people hospitalized for COVID are not vaccinated. If you haven't been vaccinated, do the right thing for you or your family and get vaccinated right now. To find a vaccine near you, go to vaccines.gov. I'm Mitch McConnell, and I approve this message. Paid for by McConnell Senate Committee.
Okay, I think everybody, a Democrat, Republican, independent, however you feel about the vaccines, don't you think that's a great gesture? Don't you think that's a great thing to do? And the fact that you do, and the fact that I think that 99% of Americans would say, hey, Senator McConnell, it's a nice thing to do. That's the right thing to do. It's helping people. It's helping people overcome some of their reluctance and get vaccinated. The fact that virtually every American is going to agree that this is a good thing for the country, it's good news for the country. When you have a story like the one I shared with you from the Wall Street Journal about Arkansas and Missouri and other states that have low vaccination rates or having the rates go up. The fact that you recognize, everybody recognizes that's a good thing, I think shows that most people in America really know the right way to go and the right thing to do. We will be right back with more on the public health issue coming up.
Several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Greg Locke at Global Vision Bible Church in Texas, I believe. He was actually delivered a sermon on why he didn't want his congregation to get vaccinated. And look, I go to services every week again, and we have our own. Right now, the policy in terms of wearing masks is some people wear masks, most people don't. Try to maintain some social distance because you've got to stay with it and be conscious of what the best practices are as they become known. And the point is, I think it should be perfectly legal for Pastor Greg Locke to say that people can come into his church wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, but to say he's going to ban masks and not allow people to come in who want to wear a mask, I mean, I'm not suggesting there should be some legal strike against him for that, because I don't think that should be a matter for the government. But it is problematic when you deliver a sermon like this and with this tone. It's also not the way to persuade people not to wear masks. This is clip 11, a sermon yesterday.
I've been right about all of it! We've been right about all of it! Woo! Yes! Yes! Wicked fools don't win in the end. They don't win in the end. So all this fear bull crap is that. It is bull crap. Say amen. The Delta variant was nonsense then. It is nonsense now. You will not wear masks in this church. You will not wear masks in this church. I'm telling you right now, do not get vaccinated. Do not get vaccinated. I don't care what you think about me. I don't need your money. I don't need your hand clap. I don't need more people on social media to follow me. I ain't following along with it. Joe Biden's days are numbered. I said they're numbered. I've told you the whole time this election was fraudulent. We got so much proof. The only people that can deny it are crack-smoking, demon-possessed leftists. Woo, I'm about to tear this whole pulpit in half.
That last thing he says, I'm going to tear this whole pulpit in half. It's not the way to bring together Americans or even bring together believers. One believer is the director of the NIH, Dr. Francis Collins, who is an evangelical Christian. And part of what he said recently about these changing policies and some of the confusion, and there has been confusion from the CDC, which of course is part of the NIH, the National Institutes of Health. Director Dr. Francis Collins, very distinguished scientist, and a gentleman who's been on the show, been a guest on the show several times. Here is what he had to say about his frustration with the current debate. And I think he had in mind sentiments like that expressed by Pastor Greg Locke. This is clip 8.
I'm sorry if people think that that's a change in the guidance. Well, it's a change because of new data. Isn't that what you want your public health experts to do, is to look at the evidence and then tell you what right now is the best thing to do? And I guess I find it frustrating that the whole idea of masking has become such an emotional and, may I say, political situation. It's pretty straightforward, pretty simple. We know that masks work. They're not perfect, but they sure help.
Okay, and again, people have their own choices to make, but it is a fortunate thing that more people are choosing to get the vaccinations. We will be talking about the question of vaccine mandates, and if they're even constitutional, little short answer hint, they are, if the government chooses to impose them. But we will get to that. With Alan Dershowitz, who has written about it, and of course, professor of constitutional law at Harvard for 50 years. Dr. Fauci, not that kind of academic background, but he is still somebody who has been at this work for a very long time. And Dr. Fauci was on ABC with Jonathan Karl. Worrying people about what is up ahead. This is clip 6.
I don't think we're going to see lockdowns. I think we have enough of the percentage of people in the country, not enough to crush the outbreak, but I believe enough to not allow us to get into the situation we were in last winter. But things are going to get worse. If you look at the acceleration of the number of cases, the 7-day average has gone up substantially. You know, what we really need to do, John, we say it over and over again, and it's the truth. We have 100 million people in this country who are eligible to be vaccinated, who are not getting vaccinated. We are seeing an outbreak of the unvaccinated. There are some breakthrough infections among vaccinated. You expect that because no vaccine is 100% effective. But in the breakthrough infections, they are mostly mild or without symptoms, whereas the unvaccinated, who have a much, much, much greater chance of getting infected in the first place, are the ones that are vulnerable to getting severe illness that might lead to hospitalization and, in some cases, death. So we're looking not, I believe, to lockdown, but we're looking to some pain and suffering in the future because we're seeing the cases go up. Which is the reason why we keep saying over and over again, the solution to this is get vaccinated, and this would not be happening.
And that's Dr. Fauci. Unfortunately, there are fewer than average in America. People in Florida have actually gotten vaccinated. Florida has a slightly below national average rate of vaccination. And right now, Florida leads the nation in what? Listen, this is a report from NBC. It's clip 7.
We have just passed 35 million total COVID cases in this country. That means roughly one out of every 10 Americans has been infected with the virus. Take a look at the map. This latest flood of patients are almost entirely unvaccinated. The CDC says that 0.001% of vaccinated Americans have died from this virus. And right now, Florida is the epicenter of the surge. New data shows more people were hospitalized with the virus there on Sunday than ever before.
which is a worrisome thing. Now, does it matter politically with the governor of Florida becoming a very serious possibility for president? Sure, it matters, because part of his big selling point was he didn't follow the same kind of aggressive lockdown procedures that other large states followed, and that Florida didn't do that badly. But the current surge in Florida, which is complicated and no one has a simple, easy explanation for it, but it is does reflect the fact that Florida has a smaller percentage of vaccinated populations. The current surge is a real problem. It's a problem for the entire country. Okay, what about the idea of either private industries or branches of government actually making a mandate, a requirement, that before you come to work, before you work with our branch of government, or before you work with the military, you've got to get yourself vaccinated? Is that unconstitutional? Is that a violation of liberty? Constitution speaks pretty clearly on it. Professor Alan Dershowitz is going to be speaking to us about it. We'll also be talking to him about a huge controversy. It's actually around the world right now, involving ice cream. Yes, the Ben and Jerry's boycott. Is that the kind of thing that is showing idealism, or is it appropriate for people to suspect that there is a different standard being applied to Israel than to other countries in which Ben and Jerry's does business? We will get the point of view of Alan Dershowitz on that. And by the way, we'll be speaking, I believe, to Ben Cohen tomorrow, if he doesn't opt out. And about other things, not just the Ben and Jerry's boycott, but that too. We also want to speak about voting rights and voting reform, which he cares about very greatly. We will also be talking about one of the leaders, one of the founders of critical race theory, saying on a podcast that America is still a slave-holding republic. In what sense? We'll get to that with Ibram Kendi, but much, much to cover. Not all of it disturbing. Right here in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.